Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 22nd. It is 6 minutes after 11. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Thank you for joining us this morning. You can follow along on YouTube if you'd like. Just type in Kendall and Casey into the YouTube search bar. Now, you have a smile on your face.
Yes.
I have no idea what's coming. All I know is it involves Joe Biden. What did Joey do?
So Hammer and I somehow missed this when I was putting the show together for today. Hammer and I were chatting in the lobby during the break, and thankfully, so one of the, there's many, many places we go to get information, but one of the great Twitter accounts that we follow is called RNC Research, and they have just a lot of great audio clips that are really good. And thankfully, RNC Research retweeted this because, again, I feel very bad. I missed this. I'm going to read you their caption before we play the audio to set this up for you. Here is how they describe what you're about to hear. Biden attempts to read a poem from his giant teleprompter, and it doesn't go well. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural Barack and Me, a poem one today. It says, "And always one moon like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every in of every county, country." Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county. What? All of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation, waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together."
What? reading is hard.
It's the president, Casey. And he's very intimidated by being in front of people.
What? He sounded like he was slurring his words, even.
That's how he always
is
sounds.
Is he nipping on the bottle before he goes out? A little liquid encouragement? Doesn't that just make you so proud? I mean, don't you feel safe and secure knowing that is our president?
Well, here is what actually bothers me. And Hammer and I were talking about this out in the hall. There's a huge group of people, tens of millions of people in this country, who think that's fine.
Say, "Thank you, Joe."
Yeah, they're fine with
that. Thank you.
There are some people who you just say, "Hey, I'm such a Democrat. I'll always be a Democrat. It doesn't matter. Hi, good night. Everybody is a senator. It doesn't matter." But there are people who will defend, like actually try and defend that, because that happens on a daily basis or something just like that.
End quote.
And they just go, "That's fine.
Yeah, I'm good with it." I almost want to hear it again.
Yeah, well, can we do it again? I mean, that's pretty good, Kev. I think maybe we could. Okay, let's hear it again.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural Barack and Me, a poem one today. It says, "And always one moon like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every in of every county, country." Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county.
All right.
All of us facing the stars."
And why was it, when he's giving a speech, why does he always look up at the crowd that's in the bleachers and says, "Don't jump"?
It's the "don't jump" people are my favorite. But wait, Casey, there's more.
Of course there's. Are you talking about the monuments?
Yeah, so I did have this actually scheduled in the template, and it just went perfect for what we just played.
Wow.
Because he announced a couple of different national monuments yesterday.
He did. There's one in Southern Nevada, and it's the Aviqua Ame National Monument.
Good job.
Thank you.
You know why you got it right? Because you still have all your marbles. And if you don't know how to pronounce something, you can ask and or look it up. And then here's the kicker, Casey.
Yeah.
You remember the actual. Would you like to just, again, let everybody know what the actual pronunciation is?
Aviqua Ame.
Okay, very good.
Yes. Also known as Spirit Mountain.
Now, while you're a learned person, you're not an Ivy League scholar. You're not certainly the president of the United States.
No.
You don't have the power to declare monuments. No. You're just a rank and file broadcaster.
Yep.
And you can get it right. One more time for the people at home.
You call him May.
Yeah, okay. And here is how your president, who is actually dedicating the monument.
Right.
Who it would be his job to actually pronounce it correctly.
Let's just keep this in mind.
Yes.
For 3 decades, 30 years, they've been trying to get this done.
Yeah.
3 decades.
So they didn't just show up yesterday and say, hey.
No. I mean, this has been a work in progress for a long time. The Mojave Indian people trying to get this done.
Yes.
Right? And then they finally get it done. Mission accomplished. And the president mispronounces it. That's just got to feel real good.
First, I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to establish the, and I want you to know it's a big deal, the Havanaqua May. I'm having trouble.
No.
Thank you. I got it.
Go back, Kevin. Stop it and go. Let's have Casey say it again, and then we're going to see if Biden gets as close as Casey does to it. Casey, how is it pronounced?
Havanaqua.
Okay. Let's see how close Biden gets.
First, I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to establish the, and I want you to know it's a big deal, the Havanaqua.
There's no
May. I'm having trouble. Thank you.
He's
I got it.
I got it. Thank you.
I got it.
He's like some husband in the garage working on the water heater. I got it. Thank you.
He's doing stand-up, right? He's got hecklers now. It's like we're going to a Seinfeld show.
Can you imagine you go to this thing and you've been at this for 30 years and this is your crowning achievement and this doofus gets up there and he's putting letters that aren't even in
there. Right. There's no N in there. Amani. Oh, wow. I feel so good about our leadership.